they don't get out to the house of God. Luke 24 is where we're going to be this evening. All right. Luke 24, verse 39. If you have your place there, please say amen. Amen. All right, let's look at, verse 38, not 39. All right, verse 38 says, "And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts?" Now, the word hearts there, that means minds. Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your heart? Well, let's pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious and holy word. Lord, now I just ask that you'll just use me as your instrument and speak through me, Lord, that we might be able to speak forth your truth and your word. And Lord, I just ask that you'll open our hearts and our minds to your understanding out of this truth of your word that you showed me earlier. Lord, I just ask that you'll just hide me behind the cross, Lord, and let your word come out, Lord, and just let me decrease and you increase and all the said and done. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. Amen. I think we can all pretty much say that all of us in here, we've had headaches before. There's all kinds of headaches, but let's see what some of the basic ones are. Now, one of the first basic headaches that you have is a headache of the temple. And sometimes that's also, it goes inside your ears, called the temple area and the ear area are just almost connected right in there. So if you have a headache around this part of your head, that's a temple headache. Secondly, there's a sinus headache. Now the nose right here in this area, that's where pressure is going to build up right around this area. Around the nose, it's going to sometimes come up above the eyes. It'll be around the sides of your nose, right up in your high cheekbones area. And that's pressure that's coming in from the nose, from the sinus area. You've got a headache because of the sinuses. Then if you feel like there's a band around your head, now these are the ones I get sometimes. This is where it comes from, stress. This is a tension headache. It feels like there's a band that squeezes, like your head's in a vise. And it's just around the forehead, and it goes just around the head. That's stress built up right there. And that's a tension headache. When you see things going on, when you go through problems and issues, and you get stress built up, that's what that is. That's a tension headache. The neck headache. Now, here's a problem that's usually related to posture, and it's related to your sleep pattern. If you sleep the wrong way and you wake up and your neck's hurting, well, that neck radiates up to the back of the head area, and it just kind of radiates sometimes over the top, and it just comes around. But that's because of the wrong position your neck was in during the night. And then the one that nobody wants to get, and that's a migraine headache. Now, migraine headache normally is, well, there's another one too. The migraine is going to usually affect one side of the whole head normally. And it hurts. It's triggered by different things. It could be a change in the weather. It could be food. It could be something else. It's just a change in something that normally migraines are going to come on because they're triggered. And that's normally going to affect a side of the face, a side of the head. One side normally. The other one I forgot to mention is a cluster headache. And the cluster headache is going to usually sit behind an eye. Sometimes these are very rare to have, but sometimes it might even be both eyes. But it's going to be like there's pain and throbbing behind your eyes, and bright lights and things can hurt it. But that's called a cluster headache, usually behind one eye. Now, headaches are no fun. They could last a little while. They could last hours. They could last days. Some people, they can have them for months. And sometimes, really, what you feel like doing is that right there. Make you feel better, but that ain't going to help. Then you're going to have a worse headache then. So don't do that. So headaches come and go. And pain, while it hurts, we have to remember something. Why do we have pain anyhow? Because pain is telling your body, hey, something's wrong. I mean, imagine if you didn't feel pain and you set your hand on the hot eye on a burner on the stove. If you didn't feel no pain off of it, well, your hand would burn off. But you feel pain, so you say, yo, you know something's the matter. Something's wrong. So pain can be a good thing because it tells you something's the matter. Now, these headaches that I describe, we have them physically, but you realize you can also have spiritual headaches as well. Remember what Paul said in Romans chapter 5 in verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Well, tonight what I want to do is I want to help you diagnose your spiritual headaches, and then I want to try to help you see why you got the spiritual headache, and then give you a prescription that'll help you get rid of the spiritual headache, as God being our helper. Generally, what are some good ideas to treat headaches? Well, first of all, if you have a spiritual headache, just like a normal headache, you need to have rest. You need to get some rest. Well, the best rest you can get for a spiritual headache is to rest in Jesus. Amen. You need to just rest in Jesus and let His peace just spill all over you. You know, if you're heavy laden and you're heavy burdened, Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, there's some of you tonight that are here or either listening or watching, and you ain't got no peace at all, and you're working and you're fidgeting yourself to death. And you can't get no peace, you can't get no rest, no how, nowhere. You're trying to fix something that you've been tinkering on, and you've been trying to get relief from this thing, and it ain't working yet. And you know what? Jesus is telling you, just come to me and give this burden to me. Just come to me and just lay it in my lap. Give it to me. Roll this burden over on me, and you just rest. Stop worrying about it. Stop trying to figure it out. Just give it to me. You say, well, I can't do this, Lord. You know what? You can't do it. You've been trying to do it on your own, and you've messed it up. You made a fool of yourself. You've wasted Lord knows what all amount of time and money and everything else. And you need Jesus to help you get through this. And He wants you to have rest at last. So just give this to Him. Stop worrying about it. Stop being a Quasimodo, the hunchback spiritually, and just give it over to Him and let Him have it. Another thing that you can do to help treat your not just your spiritual headache, but a real headache, is water. A lot of times we have a headache because we're in need of liquid. We're in need of water. I tell you what, I should have said this earlier, but you know, last night as I was reading in bed, Brittany was trying to go to sleep, and I was over there reading, I must have drank me 3 bottles of water. While I was over there. And, of course, that led to me getting up about 6 times during the night. But you know what? I have to praise God for that little elbow surgery there. I used to not hardly drink anything. I mean, I'd go through the whole day and take a sip or two of this or that. Maybe get 1 bottle of water during the day. And maybe a couple of times throughout the week, maybe a good cheer wine out of a can. But, you know, not anything overboard. And I found out when they pumped me full of saline solution, when they started getting me ready for surgery, I found out after I got out of surgery and I got back home, I mean, I was going to the bathroom about every 30 minutes. I said, great God in the foothills, when is this going to stop? I said, I can't go hardly nowhere and not have to find a bowl or find a tree to water or something. So then I found myself thirsty. I just could not get enough drink. I mean, I was guzzling bottle after bottle of water. And I found out that my body got used to that liquid, and it wanted more liquid. And so I tell you, a good old bottle of nice cold water, it just hits the spot. And I'm thankful now that I'm getting more hydrated. And so that's helping me. So praise God for that. But what you need to help in your spiritual headache is to drink the water of life. I mean, just drink that good cold water of life. Jesus said in Revelation 21:6, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. You know, I praise God that we don't have to pay for the water of life. It's free. Praise the Lord. Another thing that you might need, if you've got a headache, you know, you might take some aspirin. Maybe you might take ibuprofen. Maybe you'll take a Tylenol or something to kind of put a Band-Aid over that headache to try to knock it down a little bit. Well, take your medication. If you got a spiritual headache, well, you know what? That might just be part of that suffering in your life that's going on is because God's wanting you to open wide and take your medicine. And you know, whenever God gives us medication, it ain't good. Normally, it don't feel good. It don't taste good. But Job reminded us in Job 5:17, behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. If God's given you some medicine, then just take your lumps. Just take it. I mean, it ain't going to do you no good to fight God about this. Just let him have his way. Let him give you the medicine. Also, another thing that's good to prevent headache is exercise. Get out and do some exercise. Get some fresh air. Get the blood flowing, etc. Stuff like that. Well, for spiritual headaches, let's get some spiritual exercise in. You know, Colossians 2:6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. You know, there's an old hymn that says, are you walking daily by the Savior's side? You know, we need to walk in the Lord. We need to walk in his precept. We need to walk in his word. So we need to have a daily fellowship with the Lord and just walk in Jesus. And finally, don't partake of worldly things. You know, if you got a real headache, the last thing you need to do is drink booze or alcohol. You don't need that stuff. It ain't good for you. It ain't going to help you in no way, shape, or form. And so doctors normally tell folks that suffer from headache, they said, you need to lay off of the alcohol. Just don't do it. Don't do no drugs. And you know, if you got a spiritual headache, well, lay off the alcohol. Proverbs 20, verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. There ain't nothing going to help you by getting drunk. It ain't going to do you a bit of good. Them drugs ain't going to do you no good, no how. No, they ain't going to help you neither. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Right there he says one of the first things about living the Christian way of life is be sober. That means be alert. And if you're all strung out on drugs, guess what? You can't be sober. So you need to be clean in your life in all manner, way, shape, or form. And furthermore, don't have friendship with the world. You know, James says in James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's where people a lot of times, they say, well, I can do this and I'll be fine. This little sin, it ain't going to affect me that much. No, if you're doing that little sin, that's telling God you're being a friend of the world. And if you're a friend of the world, then the Bible says right there, whether you're lost or whether you're saved, you're an enemy of God and you're at warfare with him. You'll have strife with him. So that's not going to help you with your headache any spiritually, any way, shape, or form. So don't partake of worldly things. Partake of spiritual things. All right, so let's look at some of these spiritual headaches. You know, if we've got a spiritual temple or ear headache, then what does that mean? Well, a lot of times if you have that temple or ear headache in that area right in there, well, what that represents is, physically, is you have a lack of blood flow in that area a lot of times. Well, now remember, the Bible tells us what? In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. So here's the thing. The blood of Jesus Christ covers a lot of sin. It cleanses us from sin. So here's what happens if we have a spiritual temple or ear headache. The problem with that is we're stopping the blood flow over our body. We're stopping the blood flow from our ears. We're not going to listen to the Word of God. We've got a lack of blood flow in our ears. Jesus said in Matthew 13:9, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. You know, if you're out here and you're going to do sinful, wicked things, even as a child of God, you're going to wind up with the temple and the ear spiritual headache because you're stopping the blood over your ear and you're letting the junk of the world come in your ear. That's going to affect what you say. That's going to affect what you think. That's going to affect what you do. And so you're going to wind up with that spiritual temple or ear headache because you're stopping the flow of blood. You know, we then will turn around and do sinful things with our body, stopping the flow of Jesus' blood inside of our lives. You know, are we listening to things that are wicked and sinful? Are we stopping the blood from cleansing our hearing, cleansing our temple of the Lord? Folks, we need to make sure we're not bringing on that temple and ear headache spiritually by stopping the flow of blood. We need to let the blood flow because we need to make sure that everything we listen to is good and godly and clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to make sure that we're using this temple, this body, in a spiritually pleasing way to God the Father. Our bodies, guys, are no longer our own. And so you cannot say in any way, shape, or form that a drug user is going to bring glory to God by shooting up things that are sinful and wicked in his body. He can't do that. Same thing about eating. Whether you drink or whether you eat, do all unto what? Unto the glory of God. And so if I'm going to glutton and I'm going to sin that way, then guess what? I'm stopping the flow of blood to my temple. And so I'm going to get what? I'm going to get a spiritual temple headache because I'm stopping the flow of blood over ye old body, and I'm going to use the body to do something sinful and wicked. Folks, we got them all around us. And so what we need to do is we need to step back and let the blood of Jesus flow and cleanse our temple. Amen. How about number two? How about, do you have a spiritual sinus headache? Now, the sinus areas, they get inflamed inside of the sinuses, and so the pressure builds and that headache comes along physically. But breathing in the Bible points to the Holy Ghost. I didn't really realize that, but that is one of the symbols of the Holy Ghost. So here's the thing. If I have a spiritual sinus headache, then what I'm doing is I'm getting in the Holy Ghost's way of working in my life. And that's going to cause me pain. I mean, remember what Paul said. He said, quench not the Spirit in 1 Thessalonians 5:19. You know what happens when you quench the Spirit? That word quench there means to pour water on something and put the fire out. You know, there's a lot of folks that got saved and they had the fire blazing. It was so bright inside of their lives. Everywhere they went, everybody they met, they were on fire for Jesus. There were churches out there that were on fire for Jesus, and they were all hyped up and happy, and they were praising the Lord. And then what happened? The water got thrown on that fire, and then the church got dead as a doornail. The preacher didn't preach hardly no fire no more. The people didn't get excited about God no more, and so they quenched the Spirit. They got a spiritual sinus headache because they stopped breathing in the things of God and exhaling the things of God. They stopped breathing in the Holy Ghost and they stopped breathing out the Holy Ghost. I mean, everything about them, they took in God, they breathed out God. Everything they wanted to do was all about God. But then, when you quench the Spirit, you start dabbling into things of the world. And the things of God don't bring you joy like they used to. Don't get quiet on me out there, church. You know, that's where you start getting that spiritual sinus headache. Because you're no longer breathing in and breathing out the things of God. It no longer brings you joy. Why? Because you're dabbling in sin. So now you go back just like an old addict does. The things of the world have got to make you happy and get you excited about the things of the world rather than the things of God. And if that's you, you got a sinus spiritual headache coming on big right there. Because if you put God on the back burner, well, you're going to be in a lot of pain. Amen. The Bible also warns us not only about quench not the Spirit, but it also tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You want to know what happens when you grieve the Holy Ghost? It's when you start living and thinking and doing just like a lost person. When you're mad at everybody all the time. When you won't forgive nobody. When you're all hung up on yourself. And that's another way you got a spiritual sinus headache coming on, is when you grieve the Holy Ghost of God. You know what that means? That means the Holy Ghost inside of us is watching us every day of our lives, and He's just there trying to guide us and trying to talk to us, but we won't listen to Him because we got that temple and ear spiritual headache now going on, because we're listening to the things of the world. Satan's whispering in our ear, and we're starting to turn, and the Holy Ghost is trying to get our attention, and we tell Him to hush. And we grieve Him because He sits there and He watches us make errors and sins and wrong decisions. And we do things that are contrary to the plan and will of God. And while He tries to convict us, He's over there weeping. He's grieving. He's sad because we've chosen to turn the wrong way and please ourselves rather than please the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us. We get that spiritual sinus headache. The pressure builds up because we're no longer breathing in and breathing out the Holy Ghost and the things of God. Lord, help us. You don't need one of them. How about a spiritual cluster headache? When it goes and forms a pain behind the eye. Well, that's when you're inflamed around the eye. Well, let me tell you, when you get your eyes off Jesus, that's when you get a spiritual cluster headache. That's when you start looking and following someone or yourself or something else rather than following Jesus. The Bible admonishes us to focus on Jesus. In Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, folks, when we get our focus and our eyes on someone or something else other than Jesus, that's when you got a cluster spiritual headache fixing to knock you in your eyes because you're focused on something else. You want to know how to know if you got one of them cluster spiritual headaches? Stop and figure out what it is you're thinking about all the time, what it is you're talking about all the time, because you know what Jesus told us? He says, where your heart is, there will your treasure be. He says, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if you're all about this, that, or the third, and Jesus ain't nowhere in between, yeah, you got a spiritual cluster headache coming right on. So you need to get your focus back on God, back on Jesus, where your eyes need to be. And guess what? You'll save yourself a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow, if you'll just follow Jesus and focus on Him rather than the things of the world. How about a spiritual tension headache? That's stress that comes on. You know, as we said before, a tension headache is the result of stress. We're focused more on our problems than we are on the problem solver. Well, Jesus told us in John 14, this is what He said. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You know what He's saying there? He says, let not your mind be troubled. You get that stress built up in your mind, in your thoughts. Jesus is saying, hey, don't let your mind be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. He says, you believe in God, believe also in Me. In verse 27, He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, what is that all about? You see, the world is trying to give us a fake peace. Jesus says, I've come to give you real peace. So if you've got a spiritual tension headache and you got stress all around you, you just need to give that over to Him, give that burden to Jesus, and just let Him give you His peace. And that tension, that stress will melt away. And you'll feel a whole lot better if you just give it to Jesus. How about a spiritual neck headache? How in the world does that happen? Well, as I said before, you get that neck headache when your neck's in the wrong position. Well, spiritually speaking, When your neck's in the wrong position, that means you got a stiff neck, that means you got a hard neck, and you've been in rebellion against God. In other words, you've been in the wrong position. You've been in the position of opposing God. You've been in the position of standing against God rather than bowing the knee and being in the position of being humble to the Lord. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8 says, "Now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were." In 2 Chronicles 36, 13, "And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God, but he stiffened his neck." Proverbs 29, 1, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Folks, let me tell you something. To get that stiff neck in the right position, you've got to humble yourself before the Lord. Because when you're stiff-necked, you've taken the wrong position against God. And you're standing and you're opposed to God. Even as a child, folks, let me tell you something. If you stand against God, you're not going to win in the long run. You're going to be stiff-necked just like all them Jews were. And this is all here inside the Bible to show us it is futility. It is wrong. It ain't right to stand against God when He's on your side. For crying out loud. Matthew 11, 29 and 30, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly inside, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What is he saying there? When you take his yoke upon your neck, you are submitting yourself, humbling yourself to do the commandments of Jesus. Why? Because now you're going to be yoked with him. See, a lot of young people don't understand what that means. Yoke? You mean like egg yolk? No. Yoke of oxen. You put a yoke on one of the oxen and another yoke on the other ox, and now they walk together. That's what they're supposed to do. They walk together. How can two walk together except they be agreed, the Bible said. So what Jesus is saying, he says, "Hey, I'm in the other yoke over here. You get in the yoke beside me. Take my yoke upon you." But to do that means you got to bow the knee. In other words, you got to say, "Yes, Lord, I no longer am the king. I no longer am the queen. You're the boss. You're the king. What you say, I will do." How about that spiritual migraine headache? Well, remember, migraines are usually triggered by noise, by lights, by weather, by different food, by different things. So here's the thing right here. If you got a spiritual migraine fixing to hit you full force, what you got to watch out about is the triggers, the temptation that are going to lure you back into sin. You know what they are. The devil knows what they are. God knows what they are. One of the main things, folks, that we got to do is that we've got to block these triggers, especially people out of our lives that used to entice us into sin. Listen to what he says in 1 Peter 4. He says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, reveling, banquetings, and abominable idolatry." Watch this. "Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you." You know what that means is? That means all your old drinking buddies out there, they're wondering, "Well, why ain't they with us no more? You know, I never did really like him anyway." They're going to speak ill of you. They're going to speak bad things about you because you're not doing what they're doing, wasting their time, wasting their money, getting into sin, digging deeper and deeper into debt. Who knows whatever it is. You know, the pill pushers and the drug addicts out there, same thing. Somebody gets clean, turns their life around, they say, "Oh, they're in with the cops now. You know, you can't trust them no more. You know, they're right. They think they're better than we are," you know, and all that stuff. And so, you know, they wonder, "Well, why don't you do like we're doing now?" You know why? You know why? Because I've been saved. I've been born again. I don't need this junk to help keep me up. You know what I need? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's what I need. These people out here trapped in these sins, they don't understand that. They think we've lost our mind. No, no. We found our mind, and we ain't going to have no more spiritual headache, praise God, because we're going to do what God said to do. I ain't got time enough to waste in this world to go out and be stupid and do the sinful, wicked thing out there that the devil of the flesh and the world are trying to pull me down to do. I want to be a winner believer. I want to be somebody that's on the winning side, living for the Lord. Not just on the winning team going to heaven. I want to be on the winning side and doing what the Master said to do. Amen. You know how to get rid of these things? Well, you know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to hang around. No, no, no. You don't need to hang around with them. You know what you need to do? 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust. Don't go down there to them old dope houses. Don't go over there to that booze bar over there. Flee! Run away! You know why? Because there's something your body will not be able to escape if you stand around it. There's some things, there's some sin that if you go near, they will rope you back in. You know why? Because your flesh is weak. But the spirit inside is strong. The Holy Ghost inside is strong. That Word of God inside is strong. But it will be of no avail to you if you just go march in and open that door and go back in. You got to leave that door closed. You got to choose to keep it shut. And don't stick around there looking at it, because sooner or later you'll walk over there like a big dummy and open the door. What you got to do is what the Bible says. Flee. Get out of there. Get out of Dodge while the getting's good. What does he say to do instead? But follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. He don't say stick around with the harlot and stick around with the drug addicts and stick around with all those drunkards and everything out there. No, he says flee all that stuff, follow after the things of God, and get inside of the crowd of them folk that are born again and on their way to heaven. I take that as a strong suggestion of saying, get your hind end into the house of God. Amen. That's the Creighton Loveless translation, but anyway. That crowd out there ain't got nothing for me. This crowd in here has got everything for me. Because here's where Jesus is. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be where Jesus is. I don't think I can do my quadruple negative. It was, I don't want to be nowhere where God ain't, or something like that. They told me, you did a quadruple negative before, and I said, I did. And I just got wound up and all south come out of my mouth, I reckon, but anyway. Put it down in this way, I don't want to be nowhere where God ain't. I want to be where God is. I want to be exactly where the fire is, and I don't want it to go out. David, if he'll come. Well, tonight you've learned some of the markers, some of the identifiers of spiritual headache. Them spiritual different kinds of headaches, how they come about, and how you can diagnose them, and how you can get shed of them. I know about y'all, but I don't like when I get headaches. So if I can help it, I'm going to try to do smart thing, not to have none of them headaches. And I want to do the same thing spiritually. I don't want to get down into a bunch of sin and then suddenly have a bunch of pain come my way and my Heavenly Father wear my hind end out and cause me to have a spiritual headache. I want to get the peanut butter out of my ear so I can hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. I want to be able to hear. If I don't hear Brittany, bless her heart, I definitely want to hear God. Amen, men, that's right. You know, we might not be able to hear the sweet little thing inside of our life, but bless God, we need to hear the Lord when He calls. By King, we need to. So tonight, if you've got a spiritual headache, if you've got some things wrong inside of your life, guess what? You've come to the hospital for sinners. So just come down and lay it on the altar. If you don't get up out of the pew, then lay it on the altar of your heart, right there before the Lord. Ain't no sense in you keep on keeping on trying to do and mess all this stuff up when God's got the remedy right there out of the book of life, right there for you. That's all you need. Your King James Bible and Jesus Christ, that's what you need right there. And you will be able to conquer and overcome anything that old scratch throws your way. So tonight, as David plays, any decision you need to make, anything you need to do, just lay it out and lay it before the Lord.